You will see, in the path of Bhakti Yoga, the activities performed in relation to the Supreme Lord are very important. Just like yesterday we did Gundicha Mandir Marjan, cleansing the temple of the Lord. Today we have Ratyatra Utsava in our campus. So these type of activities, Abhishekam for the Lord, taking the Lord on a procession, or chanting and dancing, performing aarti for the Lord. So these type of activities are very vital in the path of spiritual life. And Mayavadis not only consider all the activities of the materialistic people in the material world to be Maya, they think of the activities of the activities in relation to the Supreme Lord also to be Maya. Why? That's like if somebody had experience of eating sweet rice with sand, he is so fed up eating the sweet rice, now he denies eating any sweet. He says, all sweets should be like this only. They all should be having stone particles. I don't want at all. Give me only a bland diet in the, like the patients are given in the hospital. Actually, there is pure food with no sand particles and pure variety is available, but they are unaware of it. Therefore, Prakashanand Saraswati criticized Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as sannyasi who is dancing and chanting with common people, children and men and women and old people. He said, this is not work of a sannyasi. A sannyasi should sit and study the Vedanta. And like that he made argument, and Mahaprabhu defeated him and his thousands of disciples, and they all became Mahaprabhu's followers subsequently. But the point is, even after becoming a devotee, if our tendency is to refrain from spiritual activities like chanting, dancing, taking darshan of the deities and putting up festivals and doing the Mandir Marjan. So if one's limbs of one's body are not enthusiastic to engage in such activities, then one can know that one has impersonal tendencies. And that is evident. Like for example, the yogis, they only like to sit in one place and meditate on the Supreme Lord in their hearts. Therefore, they become birds in Goloka, where they can sit on trees in a frozen manner and they can just watch the Lord passing along with his covered boys and calves into the forest. Because they are used to only seeing the Lord, they don't take part in dancing, chanting, and they don't take part in the activities. Because the yogis are like stunned fellows who admire the greatness of the Lord, but they don't feel the Lord needs any service. He is so great that he doesn't need my service. They feel like that. Therefore, they adopt the mood of only Shantarati, Shantaras. In the same manner, you will find in this world also, there is the Shantaras, Dasiras, Akiras, amongst the living entities. For example, somebody is given a very nice asana to sit peacefully. Then he is sitting peacefully. It's Shantaras, Prabhupada says. Then Sakiras means, Dasiras means you give him some chandan, you still give some things to eat. So then it is Dasiras. And Sakiras means you talk to him in a very friendly manner, informal manner. Then you become friend, Sakiras. Then Vatsalya means if somebody feels the affection, parental affection or conjugal affection. So even in this world, such relationships are seen, but they are all maya because the role that one takes in this world is upadhi, material upadhi. Somebody is very proud that I have got a very handsome body, I am born in America. You know, what were you 25 years ago? You were not even born. And 50 years from now, what will happen to you? You will be kicked out of the situation. And you will be in another body. So, identifying with the material upadhis and material activities is actually maya. But this mayaic activities are perverted reflection of the spiritual activities of the spiritual world where there is spiritual celebration, there is spiritual activities in relation to the Lord. So, one should not be like the mayavadis or impersonalists who are frozen only in impersonal absorption or even personal absorption without enthusiastically taking part in activities. So when one takes part in activities by giving up the reservation, and then one is becoming more and more and more a bhakta yogi. And amongst all of them, the most prominent one is the congregational chanting of the holy name, of coming together with devotees and chanting and dancing and absorbing the mind in the recitation of the holy name. If one repeatedly does it, then this becomes the spiritual absorption for the devotee. And for the karmis, the materialistic world activities, that becomes the absorption. Constantly is thinking, I have to construct that building, I have to get this job, I have to go abroad, make money. That becomes their absorption. So for materialistic, they have material absorption. For devotees of the Lord, there is spiritual absorption. So for one who is impersonalist, he denies material variety and spiritual variety. So what can be his absorption? He is absorbed in the tasteless, varietyless Brahman. Therefore, aruhya kritsrena parampadam tataha patanti adho anadrita yushmadangreha. It is a, therefore he falls back to material platform. So, the chanting of the holy name is also blended with the spiritual variety absorption. The naam produces the form. The form produces the qualities of the Lord. The qualities of the Lord remind one of the pastimes and activities of the Lord. These are very important for the devotee. And that absorption is what awakens love for Krishna.
Namanyanantasya hatatra pappatham guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmaram gam paryathan tushtamanagataspruhah kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsarah.
In this verse about Narada boy as Dasiputra, it says, Namani Anantasya. He was actually passing from one village to another, singing the glories of the Lord in the form of chanting his holy names. Namani Anantasya Hatatra Papatan. He could easily cast away all his material upadis because he had identified himself with the spiritual servitorship to the Lord. Guhyani Badrani. Very confidential pastimes of the Lord. Badrani means very auspicious. Kritani means pastimes. Chasmaran. He was remembering them. So anybody whose minds are absorbed with remembrance of Lord's pastimes during the day, during the chanting of the holy name, they can easily take very firm shelter of the Lord. And Gam Pariyatan, he moved from village to village. Tushtamana, he was completely satisfied. There was no hankering for material enjoyment. Gataspraha, all his material hankering was finished. And then Kalam Pratikshan, he was just waiting for the Lord to call him back to return back home, back to Godhead. So this is the ideal verse which tells how a devotee should live his life. Harinam Prabhu ki.